Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to Old Let's Talk About It. If you're new here, I ask that you take a moment to hit that subscribe button, you know, to join into some of these great conversations. And if you've been here prior to today, I thank you. Now, today we have an excellent conversation. I'm allowed the young lady to introduce herself, but we want to touch on a topic that I don't believe gets touched on enough. A lot of times in parent relationships, a lot of the times the father gets talked about in his lack of doing and his absentee. And a lot of times that's true. I'm not here to defend that, because I don't defend that. If you're not in your child's life, if you're not doing what you should do, then you should be criticized, or at least it should be highlighted. But a lot of times we don't talk about that other side. So first, I'm allow my guest to introduce herself, and then we're going to get into the other side. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
Hello, my name is Shona Moody Atkinson. Do you want me to tell where I'm from also?
I mean, whatever you want to tell. Oh. Tell you where you're from. Yeah, tell where you're from, okay. And stuff like that.
Okay, so I'm from Gaston, North Carolina, and it's a pleasure to be on the broadcast today to talk about this topic that most people don't talk about, that they do shy away from it, because right, it's always right. Looked at the man is the bad in the relationship when it comes to a child. But there is also some mothers that we don't do our part all the time. We think we do, but when you sit back and really evaluate the whole parenting thing, we're not perfect either. So that's why I'm honored to come the broadcast to just have a conversation about this topic.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Let's just go ahead and start right here. How many kids do you have now? How many children do you have?
I have two. Two adult children. Okay. Raven is 22. Jordan is 19.
Okay. All right. I'm going to introduce the topic, and then I'm going to give the definition of the word toxic so that the listeners, so that you all will, because sometimes, okay, we can put a word out there, and if you don't define the way you're talking about it, everyone can take their own perspective. Oh, it means this. Oh, it means this. And it leads to a lot of people being misunderstanding the point you're trying to make, because they are coming from their own definition, which might be a little off. Mm-hmm. So the topic for today is, are toxic mothers as bad as absent fathers? And like I said, I'm going to give the definition for toxic so that we'll kind of have an idea of what we mean when we say the word toxic throughout this conversation. All right. And you can look right on Google and find this. I'm not that smart to make this up. So this is not my definition. You know, okay, it says toxic. A toxic person is anyone whose behavior adds negativity and upset to your life. Many times people who are toxic are dealing with their own stresses and traumas. You always have to defend yourself to this person. You never feel comfortable around them, and you continually feel bad about yourself in their presence. Do you agree with that definition?
Yes.
Okay. I asked you that because as we talk, I want to make sure we're both using that. When we speak of that, that's where we're coming from. Okay. I want to look at it again so I make sure. So a toxic person is anyone whose behavior adds negativity and upset to your life. Many times people who are toxic are dealing with their own stresses and traumas. You always have to defend yourself to this person. You never feel comfortable around them, and you continually feel bad about yourself in their presence. All right. We're going to get into it. Now, this stems from a post I put on Facebook probably last month now. And
November. I think it was November.
Man, it's been a minute.
Beginning of December. I think it's the beginning.
Yeah, right at the beginning. And we were getting a lot of feedback. A lot of young ladies were speaking, guys. But you happen to be the one that was making the most sense, because it was showing a level of maturity from where you started to where you are now. But I want to take it back before we get to the mature, actualized woman. I want to take it back to a point where you weren't this person. Okay.
Okay. I mean, I can start with,
okay,
first of all, I was, just to give a little history of me, you know, becoming a parent. Okay. I was 22. So I was young. The father and I, we got together within 4 months of us, you know, I'm not even going to say it was a relationship, but within 4 months of us, you know, getting together, I ended up getting pregnant, you know, with our first child. At first I was, and actually him and I had went our separate ways, but then I was like, well, you know, this is my first child. This is his first child. So, hey, let's try to, you know, make things work.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, I called him and I told him, you know, hey, we're expecting, and you know what I'm saying? And then I just went through the motion of, you know, the 9 months and, you know what I'm saying? I was off and on. I was unbalanced because I'm going to talk about me.
All right. Okay? All right.
You know, I was unbalanced, and I'm going to be honest with you, Ed, I thought I was better than he was.
Okay. You know, let's get into that. Why did you think you were better than him?
Because I just did. I thought, okay, you know what I'm saying? I thought that I was better than he was. I thought that, you know, I had more advantages than he did. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I heard things about him, you know, I'm not going to disclose.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, I heard things about him. And I was like, oh, I can fix that. You know what I'm saying? I can do that. I'm better than you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, now hold on. Hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought. Because you said something about I can fix that. Do you find that a lot of women go into these situations with guys that they know may not be on the right track, quote unquote, and they feel like I can be the one to change that?
Yeah.
I can fix that.
I'm speaking for me. Yes.
All right.
I did.
All
right. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I can tell you how I felt that I was better than he was, meaning that, you know, look, I'm 22 now. This is a 22 mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm weighing name brand clothes. This is my mindset now. I'm wearing name brand clothes. He's not wearing name brand clothes. Oh, we about to change that.
Keep going. I like that.
About to change that. You know what I'm saying? He was working. I was working because we met at a job. Even though he was older than I was, but still, I felt that I was better than him. You know.
Okay. And did you feel this way going into it, or did you feel this way like after you had the baby? You knew this going into it.
You know, like, because okay, I felt like, you know, he wasn't my type, but hey, I could give him a chance. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, like I said, next thing you know, we expecting our first child. And, you know, when I told him that, you know, the baby, you know, I was pregnant. Let me see. We didn't actually move in together. We started staying with my sister. And we was kind of like off and on, back and forth, staying with my sister, and I was staying at home. And then I was going through the motion of, you know, being pregnant or whatever. And like, that's what I thought it was. Like, I was just going through the motion of me being pregnant, because he would tell me, like, when he would wake up, he was a gentleman now. I am going to say that. He was a gentleman. He would wake up.
That's what I was going to ask you. A lot of times after the fact, we have an opinion. But during that course, was he good to you?
Yes, he really was. He really was. And I'm, that's what I was going to get into. He would wake up in the mornings and he would say things like, good morning. And I'd be like, go home.
Dang.
Oh, I'm serious. Yeah, I was like, go home. Like, Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I was very snooty. I was very, very snooty. But, you know, and then getting into, like, you know, when I had the baby, mind you, I told you I was being back and forth with my sister, staying at my sister's house. But actually, I was at home. You know what I'm saying? But then my sister had moved out and, you know, and the suggestion was made that we go over there and stay, you know, so that he could be here with, you know, with me with the baby or whatever. And, you know, we was just like back and forth. And then, you know, when the baby came, we moved in an apartment and dang, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something. Oh, my goodness. I lost my train of thought. Wait, because it's something. It's a point that I want to make.
Okay.
Oh God. Oh, okay, okay. So I didn't have my license. Okay. So a lot of my weaknesses, I put the burden on him. You know, you know what I'm saying? Put the expectation on him to where as though, you know, I didn't, you know, in the process of me being pregnant, I didn't go out and get my license. I didn't go out and, you know, I didn't prepare, you know what I'm saying? When I was staying home with my mother, I didn't prepare for that. I was like, he's the father. He got the license. I was working though, you know what I'm saying? And everything, but I never like really, well, I can say that, you know, the toxic part for me is I never really like prepared myself to be a mother, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Shauna, you know, you have to, you know, you're about to have a baby, you know, try to get your license, you know, get you a car, you know what I'm saying? All this and the other, but I never did that. I solely depended on him for everything. One, because he was older. And then two, you know, he had these things. He had those advantages. You understand what I'm saying?
And the crazy part is, but even with that, with him having those advantages, you still said that you felt like you were above
him. I was better than him, above him. So that's what, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm coming out of, like, you know, say you sit over here, you ain't got this. You know what I'm saying? He got his license.
Right.
You ain't got your license. You know what I'm saying? So how you say that you better than he?
Okay. I want to get into that. And you can speak from your perspective, but I find that several women, they go into it. A man could have this, that, but it's something about mentally, you still feel like you're above them for some reason. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I guess the sense of selfishness or I really don't know. Immaturity. I don't know, but that was just my mindset. I don't know if it's because of the upbringing that you have, and you know, people tell you that, oh, you this, oh, you that, you know, oh, you like your family, like kind of, you know, boost you up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? To make you feel like, you know, you this perfect person, but then in actuality, when you do get in that relationship, you tend to, I guess so you see who you really are. I guess you go off based on what somebody else tell you all the time. But then when you get in a relationship with a person and you're trying to build with the person, you really see who you are. If that makes sense.
Figure out who you are.
Right.
And part of the reason we're doing this and hopefully along the way is because, like I said, the older generation, they might have painted a picture to us that wasn't all the way accurate. Mm-hmm. So here I hope, you know, we're not going to put nobody on blast and nothing like that, but it'll be something that, say, a younger generation could go back to and say, okay, I can skip some steps if I listen to this, or I might be able to get some understanding about what I'm going through right now if I listen to somebody that may be ahead in the game, but telling me about where they were at that point and they can relate to it. So let's go to, we're going to skip ahead a little bit.
Okay.
Now you say he was doing what he should do overall. Is that what you're saying?
So yes. Okay. So as far as like, you know, we, we tried to move the thing together. That didn't work out. So, you know, we went our separate ways. And, you know, I'm going to say we kind of like broke up. But then, you know, we was off and on, and that's when the second child came.
Okay. So go ahead. The question I was going to ask, when you finally break up, is he then considered a bad father because of that, or just a bad man? Because sometimes during a relationship, he could be a good father, but a bad man. But once you break up, now he's considered a bad father and a bad man.
So I'm gonna be honest with you. And I'm gonna just tell the truth. He wasn't a bad person, period. Like he wasn't a bad person. I just couldn't get with his lifestyle. Okay. I just couldn't get with his lifestyle.
So just because you didn't agree.
Right.
Because you didn't agree, you thought he was wrong. You made him wrong just because it was different from what you could do.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. And, you know, and it caused him, you know what I'm saying, not to be consistent. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It caused him not to be consistent. But, you know, what I was saying in the post, that when this lady came into my life, she told me, whatever you do, don't ever speak bad about him to your children.
Now, that's a big one, because especially nowadays, I'm around certain people and with their kids sometimes, and I listen to them and I listen to what they say in front of their kids. And it's like, I often have to stop them. Like, let's not talk about that right now. Cause it's almost like they forget my child is listening to me, but in their minds, they say, oh, they ain't paying no attention. They playing. And I'm like, no, they're listening to you.
That's right.
So keep going. You say someone told you, don't ever do that.
Yeah, don't ever do that. So I took that, you know what I'm saying, into consideration, and I never did. And let me tell you this too. One day, sometime I would get frustrated with them, you know what I'm saying? As far as, because him and I, we, you know, in the midst of it, you know, our relationship going back and forth, we became like violent. I can say violent. Mm. I'm gonna be honest with you. It was me. I'm gonna say it was me.
Quick question. Now, were you violent without expecting him to be violent back to you? Did you think, I can do this, but you better not do nothing back to me?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. I just want to relay some of the thoughts that others may think too. We're speaking about your story. Yeah. Others that might listen, some of them think the same way. So just keep going. Because I want to see how you come out.
Because remember, so Ed, I thought I was better than he was now.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? I thought that I was better than he was. You know what I'm saying? Like when we would get into, you know, to like little art, when he would do things that, you know, I didn't agree with, you know what I'm saying? I would, you know, lash out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But, you know, and it got to the point where he was sick of it. You know what I'm saying? And now, as far as him being a good father, I think I got in the way of that to a certain extent.
How did you get in the way? How did you do that?
Because of how I was. Like you know, but they don't justify him. Okay, because of how I was. See, I wish I could really, like, just really, you know.
And I know you want to speak on some stuff about him.
Yeah,
which might be fair.
Okay,
you know, because and here's the thing: don't nobody know who we're talking about, and the few that might, we're using it to make a point. We're not talking bad about.
No.
We're using these things to make a point for anybody that might listen and say, "Oh, she talking about such and such." We're just using it to make a bigger point for people that might listen in. We're not bashing anybody.
Oh no. Like for instance, like when we get into like arguments, I would take it to the extreme. Like I would just, you know, take the clothes and throw the clothes all in the yard. I was
I've been there.
I would take it to the extreme, to where as though now when I look back over my life and our relationship, instead of me just like sitting down and talking and having a conversation, I would just automatically go off. You know what I'm saying? Just like if he walk in the house, I'm going off. You know, I don't set the atmosphere. I'm automatically just jumping at him. Like, but and you know, and I was young. I didn't know any better. You know,
Question. And we may or may not be able to keep this, but did you see that from somewhere? Did the way you responded to him, did you see that? You don't have to name where or who, but did you see that from somewhere coming up?
Yes.
Because a lot of, and the reason I'm asking is because a lot of times we'll manifest behaviors and sometimes not click back to, oh, snap, that's where that came from. Because it happened to us so young, we saw it, that we don't realize it's in our subconscious now. And we don't realize once we manifest it, we thinking it's because of this or that, not realizing deeper that, oh, this is the lesson I was taught, or this is what I saw younger.
Younger.
That's why it manifested.
Yes. 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 I can say that.
You might have seen some. Okay.
Yes. And
like I said, I'm not trying to put anybody particular on the spot. That's why I'm asking questions in a certain way. But yet we still want to get the lessons out of it. Sometimes the things that happen prior to us, matter of fact, everything that happens prior, you know, as we're coming up, has some type of effect, whether we are conscious or unconscious of it. It has an effect on us. So that's true. Want us to start. I want those that listen to what we're saying and then analyze it against your own life. So as we're saying, did that come from somewhere? Listen, think about your own life and say, oh, man. Maybe this does come from somewhere. You know.
It did.
Keep going.
It did. Like I said, you know, I used to, and I'm going to tell you, like, as far as, you know, it don't make it. Okay, let me go back to when I said, you know, being that I didn't have license, I, like, solely depended on him for everything. And even, like, and I'm going to use, not putting nobody on the spot. I mean, even like use my mother because she didn't have license. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm going to use this for an example. He used to work. He was working at a job where he was working 12 hours. And
okay,
when he would get home, you know, I was taking care of, like, I would help my mom, like, take care of her business or whatever, being that she didn't have license and I didn't have license, and being that he did have license, like, when he would get off, I didn't want him to get no rest. We got this today.
Good gracious. After working 12 hours, no rest.
After working 12 hours, yeah, we got this today. You know what good, I'm saying? Good. Like, I'm young,
but wait a minute.
Let me finish this. Like, you know, my mother, she, I need to go and pay my mother's bills. I need to go and do this. The baby need to do this. And he would say, okay, let me get some rest. I didn't understand that. No, we need to get this done, you know? And then I can see how, you know, I contribute to, you know, by he not getting rest. And you know what I'm saying? I guess when he would, like, say he was going to work but wasn't going to work, I guess he was tired. And then he may have his own other reasons, but I'm talking about me. We talk about, you know, me being that toxic person. You know, I can see how I could have contributed to that. You know what I'm saying? If I had been that person that had my ducks in a row and had myself together, you know what I'm saying, then my weaknesses wouldn't have been so heavy on him. You understand what I'm saying? Like, okay, you could have went out and got your license and took care of your mother's stuff. That's not his responsibility. Right. You know what I'm saying? You putting something on him, that's not even his responsibility. You know, but mind you, I didn't realize this until this light bulb came on years ago. when I finally got to myself and I wasn't dating nobody. I was, you know, by myself until I met the person that I'm with now, my husband. You know what I'm saying? I had all that time to reflect because I was a mess. You know, I was a mess. And, you know what I'm saying? So that was one example that, you know, I can use that, you know what I'm saying, that I feel, and the children was here at the time, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know, I'm my mother keeping the kids and, you know what I'm saying, this is the least you can do and da, 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 da. And this and other, and those were some of our arguments. I felt like you supposed to be here for me. And go ahead.
No. Because going forward, as you say, it took some time for you not being with anyone to finally see yourself. And I believe that's necessary for a lot of people because we go from relationship. The one with the baby daddy, baby mama might not work. Go right to someone else. Instead of taking that time to understand, okay, yeah, they were wrong too, but what did I do? What am I accountable for? Because at the end of the day, and I tell people, I don't care how mad you get, you can't make that other person do nothing. You can't make the mother, you can't make the father. You can take them to court, all you can't make them do anything. So the only one you can be accountable for is you. Even if they were dead wrong, what could I have done different and addressed that part?
That's right. Yeah. So that was it. And then I guess like he finally you know, I guess we just finally, you know what I'm saying, got fed up with each other. You know what I'm saying? But he was still, now I'm gonna tell you something, he was never aggressive with me. He was never aggressive with me. I was always the person that was aggressive. I was the one that was always, you know, saying you need to get out and all this and the other. I was this person that was like, I was a wretch undone, I guess, you know what I'm saying? won't happen with myself, you know, but in the midst of it all, I wasn't changing. I did not change until we finally went our separate ways. When we finally went our separate ways, I did not change then until it was no more return, because he even like went out and I never forget. And this is the argument, the biggest argument that him and I ever had. And I guess like to the point where he was like, he was fed up with me. You know what I'm saying? We had a real bad argument, And I told him to get out or whatever. And that was the time that I put in the post that my mother and father came over. And my mother wanted, you know what I'm saying, my dad to speak to me. And my dad said, I don't need to talk. No, excuse me. My mother wanted my dad to speak to him. But my dad said, my issue ain't with him. I need to talk to my daughter. And that was then, that was another thing that clicked in me. You know what I'm saying?
So he, daddy knew it was like, yeah, he bad, but I know my daughter. Okay, that's real.
Yeah,
that's
you real. Know what I'm saying? So that was a click to me, you know what I'm saying? And I guess he finally, you know what I'm saying, the children father, he finally said, that's it. You know, he went his way, and I even tried to, you know, ask him to come back, but because I was so, the way that I was, he was like, I ain't trusting it. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they kind of like, you know, we just went our separate ways. And that was during the time I was going through, you know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't feeding to me no more. You understand what I'm saying?
So I ain't had no other. I think that bothers some women too. And when you have a certain amount of control and you know you can get a man to respond a certain way, once he gets past that, some women, just from my experience, they don't know what to do, because now the little things that used to trigger the man or get him to do this or do that, he not paying you any mind no more. And y'all kind of go even crazier sometimes.
Yeah. I wise up.
Some go crazier first, then they wise up.
Yeah, I wise up. I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I got to, you know, I got to do what I got to do. That's when I, you know, I got my license, you know what I'm saying? You know, I started doing things that I needed to do for my kids, but at the same time, I still wasn't, you know, even though I wasn't bothering him or, you know, being that, because by this time I'm like reaching my, no, I'm in my late 20s by this time. I'm still, you know, I'm on the phone. I'm wasting. That's why I say that as a, the, how I could be a toxic mom is I'm on the phone wasting like time, that time that I could be sitting with my son, with him reading a book, helping him, you know, read, because I look back over when my son was struggling in school and the subject that he struggled with the most was reading. But because I spent so much time on the phone dwelling on the woulda, shoulda, couldas with, you know, me and the dad, you know what I'm saying? I was on the phone nonsense when my son is over here struggling. And then when it's time for me to do homework with him, I'm lashing out. What you ain't paying attention in class. What you doing in class? What you do, you know what I'm saying? What you doing in class? You sitting up here. What you, the teacher told you what to do. But you know, well, wait a minute. You on the phone running your mouth about nothing when you could have very well did flashcards with him. You could have read with him. You know what I'm saying? Take that time with him. But no, I wanted to be on the phone and say, you know, this. I mean, it was like it when I would get up in the morning, get them ready for school, my whole day, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Or either, you know, I'm running to stores. I'm going to TJ Maxx and Marshall's, the mall. You know, buying clothes. Remember, I said I thought I was better than him because of the clothes that I was wearing. You know what I'm saying? The material thing. You know, a house in a mess. You know what I'm saying? Didn't want that, but I stayed on that telephone though. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking about me. I stayed on that telephone. That was me. You know what I'm saying? That was me. Now my daughter so much wasn't, she didn't struggle in school. But when she got to be the teenage age. Now, let me tell you about like how she wanted at a younger age, she wanted to learn how to cook and, you know what I'm saying, and wash dishes and things like that. Me being trying to be super mom. No, I got it. No, I don't know. No. I do it. You know what I'm saying? I was showing her from the kitchen, you know, instead of taking the time out to say, okay, she wanted to learn. She wanted to learn how to cook. She wanted to learn how to wash dishes at 8 years old. But I'm just so consumed in, I'm super mom. I got this. You know what I'm saying? I was showing her away from the kitchen. So when it was time for her to become a teenager, I wanted her to do these things.
And she would say, yeah.
Now, I can say that she didn't know how to do it. She didn't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, you know, right? You know, I say, go in there, wash the dishes. The water make me itch.
She
would come up with anything. And it's basically, I feel like it's my fault because, you know, that I was just so consumed in me. You know what I'm saying? I was just so consumed in me. And, you know, worrying about, you know, what he wasn't doing when we did go our separate ways, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. I never, you know, spoke out loud. I never bashed him. You know what I'm saying? I never bashed him to like different people, you know, just like to people that were, I was close to that I would conversate with, you know what I'm saying? That I would never. Okay, go ahead.
Along the way, and it might sound like a simple question, but did it ever cross your mind or register with you, my kids are watching me? Did it ever enter into your mind into a real way, my kids are watching me? It didn't.
It did.
I didn't think so because, and it applies to fathers too, but we're talking about the mother today, y'all. So, because I, a lot of times when topics come up, y'all will say, well, the man too. what today we talking about y'all? I'm gonna talk about the men too, but today we're talking about the women. We're gonna keep it balanced. And I seem to think that a lot don't think about that as I hear them talk and move around. They don't think about my kids are listening. My kids are watching me.
To watching. Let me add one more thing. I'm gonna let you go.
They shouldn't have a bigger role model in somebody outside of the home than they have in you. They should look at you as the super mom, the superman first before they look at the TV. But now they got to look at it from the TV and the radio and the internet first, because mama ain't doing what she's supposed to do. Daddy not doing what he's supposed to do. Go ahead.
Okay. And, you know, as far as like the watching part, because I never, once that, you know, that wise woman spoke to me and said, don't talk bad about him in front of the kid. You know, I never did it. Like when I would have, you know, be on the phone, the kids wasn't there. Like, you know, it would be when they're in school. And right, and right. Like, you know, as far as like, and see, I'm wasting time on the phone where I could have dinner prepared. You know, have it, you know, the house clean, you know, to where as though when my son got home, he would be comfortable and, you know, we could sit down and do the homework and all this, that, and the other. But I was just so consumed about, you know, my relationship with the dad when I really wasn't worried about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just worried about, like, I was just messed up. I really can't say, like, what I was worried about. Like, you know, but him and I guess us being a parent, that's what it was. Like, him and I being parents, even though he went his way, I went my way. You know, but still, come and get the kids and things like that. And one thing that bothered me, and I am going to say this, one thing that bothers me about, you know, sometimes when I see people on Facebook posts, you know, these kids worrying me. Now, I never felt that from, you know what I'm saying? But I never felt that because I love my kids. That I love them. I never was like, you know, they're getting on my nerves. It was just to be honest with you, Ed, I don't even know what it was. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even say, like, what, now that I think about it, like, what was you frustrated about? And like, what were you frustrated about? You know what I'm saying? Like,
young age, we don't know. A lot of times at young age, we don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why didn't you, you know, get up and I didn't have no nasty house, but, you know, like, why didn't you get up and just, like, clean up, cook dinner, you know what I'm saying, for your kids? Why? Because I have a bad habit now that I need to break myself. It was like we ate out all the time. I never, like, took the time out and just, you know, cook. Now, I do cook.
I believe you from that generation, so I believe you cook. You know, you do a little something in the kitchen.
Yeah, I do cook and I do clean. It's just that back then I can see, like, how I'm just talking about how I wasted time. You know,
and
what I'm
people
saying?
Don't realize you can't get that time back. That's why, that's again, I'm gonna say it again. That's part of why we're doing this. So somebody could hear it and say, okay, let me change some of this now. Because now, the children are 16, 17, 18, and you've done all of this messiness. You can't change a lot of that. Even though you might realize and wake up one day, that's already in them.
It's already in them.
So that's not going to just get out of them just because you now realize it 20 years later.
Yes. And then, but mind you, in the midst of all of this, I am working. You know, I'm working. I'm going to school. And then started going to church, you know. And like I said, I spent most of my time, like, on the phone. I just cannot get away from that. Like, back then, you know, we didn't have Facebook, Twitter, right, Instagram, all that stuff like that. We had the phone. But like I said, now this generation now has the social media. They've been out on social media. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But back then, it was, I had my phone. Instead of, like, you know, I just, and I don't know why I keep on going back to this, like, you know, tidying up the house, cooking dinner and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I would get on the phone, call my girlfriend up and say, hey, what y'all doing or whatever, whatever. And we would go out and spend about the whole day out and then be back home by the time the children get home from school. Then you're scuffling around the house. You know, the children want your time, but then you look around your house like, oh, Lord, I got to clean up. I ain't got time to deal with you right now. I ain't got time to do this. I ain't got time to do that. Because you don't wore yourself out from being on the phone, running your mouth all day long. You done wore yourself out with that. Your mental, you done wore your mental down. You know what I'm saying? And you done wore your physical down because you're out in the street doing nonsense. You know what I'm saying? And then when the children get home, you don't really don't have time for them. You give them the tablet. You give them, you know what, go in your room or whatever. Yeah. And then you're wondering why when they get that report card, and this is me, when they, you know what I'm saying, you know, get the report card. Now, I never was one of the parents that would go to the school and get at the teacher. I never was that parent, you know, because I was always, I never really had the struggle with my daughter. I did have it with my son. But then I realized, like, but you're not doing what you're supposed to. And then I found myself too saying, you know, if the daddy was here, and I had to check myself. Now, all of this is, I'm coming into reality now.
Okay.
I'm coming. But wait a minute. You with him all the time. Mm-hmm. What the dad got to do with this? Right. You know what I'm saying? What he got to do? You with him all the time. You read the book with him. You know what I'm saying? What him going over there? How is him going spending time with his daddy going to change the fact that you with him all the time? And you know what I'm saying? What's that going to change? Okay.
Let me jump in. And I might have said it earlier on. But that's the balance right there. A lot of times when the children not doing right or whatever, it'll automatically go to what a daddy ain't such and such. But if you are there, then however they turned out is based on what they saw from you. So like you said, why can't I read the book? Why can't I do the math problems instead of cussing and fussing and telling them to get out of here? Because then when they grew up to be rebellious, they didn't get that from their daddy. They got that from what they saw from you.
Exactly.
You
got to
be mindful of that. The daddy could be dead wrong about not being there, but they're going to do what they see you do.
Exactly. That's the truth. And you know, I'm coming, you know, as I'm coming to the reality checks now. So then I can remember one day, now, you know, the dad, he, you know what I'm saying, he played a part in a lot of things too, and stuff. But you know, we're not talking about him. But I can remember one day, I'm gonna say this too. I can remember one day, my daughter, she wanted to see him or something or whatever, and she would call him, and she called him and think that he said that he was gonna come and see her or whatever, but he never did. And then see, like little stuff like that, when he would say something that he would do, I never, you know what I'm saying, see, I told you know what I'm saying, da, 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 da. I never did that, because in the back of my mind,
pause right there, because I need them, when you make little messages or little points like that, I need people to catch that.
Okay.
When he didn't do it, you still didn't badmouth him in front of that child.
Oh, no. No.
All right, keep going.
What time? Okay. No, I didn't.
I ain't gonna keep you long.
Oh, no, I didn't. But I would get on the phone.
Okay. You get on the phone and talk about
it. I would get on the phone, but I would never do it in front of them. So this particular day, like I said, the daughter wanted to, I think he said he was coming or whatever. And, you know, I was getting her prepared and he never did come or something. And I was combing her hair. I would never forget it, Ed. And she mentioned something about him coming or something. I can't really remember all what happened that particular day. And I was combing her hair and I told her, I said, why don't you just leave him alone? Ed, she turned around and looked at me. And she said, I can't, with them big ass that she had. And she was like, I can't. So that right from that then, from from that day up until now that they're grown, I never, you know what I'm saying, badmouth him. Now that, you know what I'm saying, they're grown, we may have little conversations.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? But I would never badmouth him. He yeah, thinks that I do.
Once they get grown, we can have those. Because they'll see more for themselves too. So they'll have their own opinions. It won't just be based on what you say. But when they're children, it's based on what mama say.
It's based on what mama say. But yeah, he feels that, you know, now that they're grown and they're speaking out, he feels that it's me, but it's not. It's not me. Because I never, you know what I'm saying, you know, badmouth him, you know, in front of them. And let me go back to, like, even when, because I'm going to go back to the post that I made about, you know, the post that you made in the comments that I made about, even with, you know what I'm saying, like, the income tax. When income tax time came, I don't know if that's a question that you have for me or not, but I just want to talk about that for a minute.
You good.
Excuse me. You know, you carry your kids, the mother carry the kids. But, you know, for me, I can honestly say, when I look back over my, you know what I'm saying, over my life where, you know, getting all that boohookas of money, you know what I'm saying, I wasted the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I sit back here and I just think about, like, where I could have been if I had done this. You know what I'm saying? I'm still focusing on what he's doing and what he's not doing versus what I could have done. As far as, like, when I had those amounts, you know, amount of money that I was getting for carrying the kids. But, and the reason why I bring up income tax is because of the simple fact, 9 times out of 10, the female is always carrying the kids and the dad be wanting to carry the kids. But when we get that money, we don't do what we're supposed to do with the money. So that's why I'm bringing that up.
And let me say something. And let me be clear, because I've been married twice, been divorced twice. So I wasn't a good husband. So we didn't work out as marriage, but I have two good mothers to my kids. I do remember one time asking about filing the kids, and I got some very harsh words. But I say this. Tag, I forgot what I was saying. We're going to get back to it.
Okay, well, I'm speaking my truths, okay?
Let me speak my truths.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people, this is something that it look, and it's around tax season too. So this is something that, you know, a lot of parents fight about. You know what I'm saying? They do, they
That's
fight about
it. That's what I was going to say. We pay child support. You all get the tax money. Don't necessarily do the best thing with it, but if we ask for a piece of it, it's a problem. But I'm like, but you ain't gonna do nothing but spend it. You're not gonna do nothing substantial with it. So why can't I get 500 of it back to me? I didn't pay the child support all year. You're getting a bonus for carrying the kids in this. So you up. I just want a piece of it so I can put it over here and do this so I can keep on providing. But because of the way the system is, I believe, and the way it's been presented to you all, it's like, you don't get nothing from me. You keep paying your child support and that's it. They don't realize some of the, and it may or may not apply to you, but they don't realize some of the things that they get to get as a boost to keep them from falling all the way back down. As with us, we don't get that. It's not making an excuse. But we don't get the things TANF and food stamps. We can, but a lot of times we don't. Child support and stuff like that. We don't get that. So sometimes all we asking for is a little piece back on income tax time. That's all. Just a little each piece, and we can't even get that.
Yeah, so, you know, and I look back and was like, dang, you know, all the time, you know what I'm saying, I was getting the money. You know, I could have invested in buying land. I could have invested in buying a home. I could have invested in doing this. But I didn't. So it's like with Raven going to college, I could have, because she was always in, you know, about her schooling. So, you know, when it was time for her to go to school, I ain't had no money up. I'ma just be honest. I ain't had no money up.
That's most of us. Most of us did.
You know what I'm saying? But I could have though. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't. But by the grace of God, you know what I'm saying? By the grace and mercies of God, you know, she made it through it. I made it through it. Because, you know, this is her last year. She'll be finished in December. But I reflect back over my life and just say, you know, what I could have, where she could have been, or where I could have been, what we could have been. You know what I'm saying? And we could have been in a better place. You know what I'm saying? Because even now, I still have, like, these breakdown moments. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, how I wasted so much time dwelling on the woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know what I'm saying?
Can't change. And listen, because even as a father, because now we can talk, as a father, I see what you're saying, because you have to remind yourself it's okay, because we can't change none of that back there. So you have to accept it's okay. But sometimes you look back at the things you could have done that would have fixed some of the things today. You was like, and it breaks you down. Like, why didn't I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I, even though everything is working out, everything is cool, if I had done that then, it could have been so much better now. And I'm hoping that somebody listens and says, you know what, they're in their 40s, I ain't gonna get no specific ages, I'm in my 20s, 30s, let me listen and at least try to apply some of this so I don't have to be in my 40s saying, man, I should have done it that way.
Right.
Do it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Straighten it up now. Stop having them conversations around the kids now. Stop bashing the daddy, the mamas now. Don't put it off, because even though you might get over it tomorrow, that's in your kids now.
That's right.
They might just get over it just like that, because that's 5 or 6, 7, 8 years of you doing it. Just because you wake up tomorrow and say, oh, I'm better, or I got Jesus, or I got Allah, or whoever.
Right.
You don't mean it fixes them. So fix it now. Don't let your trauma trouble them.
Yeah.
Somebody better preach that or speak that or rap it or something. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you get back.
Yeah. But overall, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, 9 times out of 10, we do have kids in our 20s. Like I said, I was 22 and I had Raven. And I just look back over and said how I now let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Because even Raven had asked me about, you know, even sometimes we'll be talking and she'll be like, I wonder how things would have been if you and Dad had still been together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's I don't tough. Think me and Dad would still would be together. You know what I'm saying? Because we had different lifestyles. But one thing that I do wish that, you know, him and I had was a good relationship. And now we
that's
don't see
one.
Eye to eye. We
but
don't
that's
see
a good eye. One. That's a good one. Go ahead.
Yeah. We don't see eye to eye, but we're not in each other's way. You know what I'm saying? I can say that he is a good, you know what I'm saying, a good person. He's not he was never a bad person to me. It was just, I don't blame her. I wouldn't have dealt with me either. Cause I was something.
And that's the thing people need to realize. Being in a good relationship or being a good partner, that means you're going to be a good parent, and being a good parent don't mean you're a good partner. Your partner could be the worst partner you ever had, but could be a great parent. Don't mix those two up. If they was a jackass to you as a man or woman, let them be that. But if they took care of that child, don't stop that.
Right.
Just because the issue they have with you, they don't have with that child.
Right. And let me tell you this.
But a lot of times we put that together. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell you this too, because it just came to me. I'm going to just go back just a little bit. Because I used to find myself saying that he don't love them. I never told them that.
Okay.
I never told them, but it was in my mind. So one day I was riding down the road, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just in my feelings or whatever. And I was like, you know, he don't love them. You know, sometimes I had like a lot of these conversations to myself. But then reality set in, like, how can you say that? You know, how can you say that he don't love them? He don't love them the way you want him to love them.
Uh-oh. Stop right there. I just want them to, I'm going to let you keep going. Just want that to sink in. All right, keep going.
Yeah, and ooh. I was like, okay.
Ooh.
I can't say how he feel about them. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not giving them, you know, X, Y, and Z. He's not, you know, picking them up or, you know what I'm saying, buying them things and doing all this materialistic stuff. You know, because sometimes we think materialistically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When, you know, you can't say that he don't love them. You know what I'm saying? Because even when we were together, you know what I'm saying? I wanted, because we kind of really went our separate ways when Jordan was like maybe 1.5. Oh. You know what I'm saying? So Raven and Jordan is like kind of like 2.5 years apart. So I can speak mainly, like, we was mainly together during Raven. So you may hear me say her a lot.
Right.
You know, I was one that would always go out. Mind you now, I wanted her to have the Tommy Hilfiger, the little polo and all this and
yeah,
the other.
Not a good order there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You doing this, I can't get this for my baby. And you know what I'm saying? And you out here doing this and you doing that, but I can't get this for my baby. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? You don't love her and this. And he would tell me, like, she don't need that stuff. And I'm like, yes, she do. And this. But as I'm getting older, and now that our son, he's about to be a father, you know what I'm saying? I'm going out buying things for the baby now. And I'm like, reality is sitting in with me, like, I'm saying the baby don't need all this. You know what I'm saying? The baby don't need all that. Right. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the baby don't need this. The baby don't need. Because, you know, I was telling the mother, like, you know, yeah, I'm going to buy a bassinet over here and I'm going to have this over here. But reality set in, like, Shauna, why are you going to have all this stuff over here when, you know what I'm saying, the baby going to be with the mother, you know, majority of the time when she's about 6 months. Why is you going to buy double? You know what I'm saying? Right. It's the mindset. So I really had to bring myself down to reality. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I guess my mind could get way out there in the la la land.
But what I notice is it's good you take a second to think. And when that bright idea pop up, they bring logic, you don't override it. You don't push it out the way. So when it comes and say, why are you gonna buy that when you know what? It makes you question yourself. I feel like a lot of people push that out the way and be like, well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Let's do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, listen. When that voice, whether you call it God, the universe, whatever you want to refer to it as,
right,
you should listen to it.
You should just toss it out. I listen to it. So, yeah. So getting back to, you know, the part about, you know, him not loving them. I do know that he loves them. You know what I'm saying? Without a shadow of a doubt, you know what I'm saying? But I never told them this, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, he didn't love them, but that was in my thought pattern once upon a time when we first, like, went our separate ways or whatever, and he wasn't responding to me what I wanted him to do.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can,
Okay.
Flip the script for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If he had custody of the kids, do you feel like you would have learned those lessons as fast, or would you have kept on going out and staying on the phone and go? Did having the kids make you have to grow up, or what? Did you see because a lot of times, and we might have said it earlier, the fathers catch the bad rap because they're out of the house, and the mothers automatically get assumed to be good just because they're the ones with the kids. But let's take that away and say the daddy got the kids. Do you think you would have learned the lessons that you learned as fast?
I think I would have learned a lesson faster. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, because of who I am, I wanted to be in my kid's life. If he had custody, I think I would have just, you know what I'm saying, did what I was supposed to have done. You understand what I'm saying?
Because you tried to get him, at least have some type of relationship with him.
Relationship with them. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of things that get out. What do you want? Get down. Go in there. Go. I'm sorry.
A little puppy or something.
Yes. Running
around or something.
A dog. He keep on setting up on my couch. And I want him to get on my couch. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Ed. A lot of things that I think the reason why I went through what I went through is because, you know what I'm saying? One, I was spoiled as a person. You know what I'm saying? As an individual, I was spoiled. And I wanted things to go my way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted, you know, like I said, I felt that I was better than he was. And to be honest with you, if I had I'm gonna be honest with you. Now that I look back on my life, you know what I'm saying? You know, take away the bad from him, you know, the things that he going through with his own personal. If I had been humble, if I had to humble myself, I would have learned a lot from him.
That's another point. If she had she could have learned a lot from him. Okay.
Yeah, I you know what I'm saying? I could have learned a lot from him. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, he's not a bad person. Like, you know, outside of his, you know, his own personal, you know, things that he wanted to do. I think that, you know, if I wasn't such a rah, 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 rah person, because he's kind of old timey. Like, okay. I can say he's old timey, but he got like a little old soul to him. But then on top of it, he got his own personal, you know what I'm saying? I think I would have, you know what I'm saying? If I wasn't such a, the way that I was, I think I would have learned a lot from him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause he liked to fish. He liked to, you know, do little outside stuff. You know what I'm saying? And if I had just took the time and humbled myself, if I had took the time out and just, you know what I'm saying? Into his world and his interest, when I mean by his world, his interest, then, you know, I think things would have been better. It was more so like, you need to enter into my world. My world is better than your world. You know what I'm saying? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? But instead,
I like you saying that, because certain stuff you say, it apply. It's just your story, but it's certain things I hear you say that I could see applying to so many situations. And I see it, you know, I hear people talk about it. They feel like, okay, whatever you got going on, cool, but you need to get on this program. And if you ain't on my program, you wrong. Even though he might not be wrong.
He was wrong.
The best he could with his circumstances, but it ain't what you want him to do. So he wrong.
He wrong. He was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I never took the time out and say, you know, hey, let's go fishing. Or, because, yeah, he really liked to go fishing. And I'm going to just use that for one of the examples. Like, you know, I want to go to TJ Maxx. You going to take me to TJ Maxx. We going to TJ Maxx. This is what we going to do today.
You're making his plans, too.
I'm making his plan. You know what I'm saying? Instead of taking the time and say, you know what, being that we got a boy child and a girl child, you know what I'm saying, but mainly a boy child. Hey, yeah, let's do a little fishing trip.
Because when you do it, you actually realize, I like this. Even if I don't catch nothing, this is relaxing.
Yeah. I never did that. You know, we ain't doing it. Mind you, because I ain't had my license at the time. We ain't doing it.
So you made him feel like, he made him almost feel guilty because he had to be the one to take you everywhere. Whew. Ladies, listen up. Fellas too, but ladies, listen up.
No, we're not gonna do that. That's not what we're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? We going to, you know what I'm saying? I need to go to TJ Maxx. I need to go to Marshall's. I need to go to, you know what I'm saying? I need to go to the mall. But I never, you know what I'm saying, humble myself and say, let's take the kids fishing today, you know, or whatever. Or like, say like, and I used to get so bent out of shape with him too. Like when he would get up first thing in the morning and he would go out, you know what I'm saying? And I would get mad because like you said, I'd already made plans for us. Like, where you going? You're not even asking me what I got planned, you know, because in my mind, this is what we're going to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you, Ed, I was one track. I was a one track mind person. I'm telling you.
You're not by yourself. I promise you, you're not by yourself. You
know, I was a one track mind person. Like, this is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And that caused a lot of arguments, you know, for no reason. I'm telling you.
Stop right there, because you dealt with all that, but now you're married again. You're married.
Yeah, him and I never married. You know, we never married.
I know you, but you go from that relationship, but now you're in a fully committed marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What things, because hopefully people listening can take from this, what things did you have to let go of to prepare yourself to be a wife? Because I truly believe you probably, I don't know nothing about your situation, but you probably mm-hmm. couldn't have gotten to where you are if you hadn't let go of some of what you were.
I had to be by myself.
Talk about, how long were you by yourself?
Before. Because
some think 3 months. God better send me somebody. 3 months, baby. I've been single almost 2 years now. At this present point, I've been single almost 2 years. Well, a year and a half.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was by myself.
Or something like that.
Was separated from the children's father. Before I got with my husband, it was some time in between. You know what I'm saying? I had a little relationship here, relationship there.
Yeah. We ain't counting 1 month, 2 months. We ain't counting the bitty ones. We ain't counting that stuff.
But when I finally came to myself and was like, you know what? I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Before I met my now husband, 3 years.
Damn. I won't expect it. Woo. But
3 years.
Without me making a joke about that, you have to be committed to whatever time it takes to get back to being who you need to be, whether that's a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10.
Mm-hmm.
10 years would be a stretch. You probably need to get some medication if it takes you 10 years to get back to yourself. You know what I'm saying? See some real strong, get some of that strong stuff. But like I said, it's been almost 2 years for me. And I'm just getting things back, starting to get things back in order after 2 years. So 3 years is not such a bad stretch.
Yeah, about 3 years, you know, and even when him and I got together, you know what I'm saying? Because when we got together, he, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gave me a word. He was like, you have to be patient. You know what I'm saying? And that really like cut down a lot of my frustration. And then Lord knows, because I told him about this broadcast and he just gave me so many pointers. And then when him and I got together.
Your husband?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my husband. Because he would have loved to have been on this. But
well, he could have been. I don't really know him, so I didn't. But yeah, I could have had both. Or we do it again. I get both of y'all up here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now when reality really set in with me was, you know what I'm saying, like dealing with the blended family thing. You know what I'm saying? What he was going through. And I was like, ooh, I was like that. Ooh, that was me.
So you got to see a reflection of yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then you try to encourage him, but, you know, I'm trying to encourage him along the way, but then I'm like, dad, but they used to be me too. You know what I'm saying?
So you know how hard it was. It's easy for me to say, like, do this, do that, but you know how hard that was.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like, I really can't encourage him because I was like that, you know what I'm saying, with,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, my Jesus father. So I'm like, and it really humbled me. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It really, really did. You know what I'm saying? Because even, you know, in some, you know, even if I'm going to even mention this, you know what I'm saying, about the, you know, the child support. you know, the children father his own child support, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was inconsistent, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So I put him up for child support. That was a big argument for him and I. But then I softened my heart and I even went and did a decrease. Yeah, I did.
Bless you. Just on behalf of him, bless you, because don't many men see decreases. We go back for up increases, but decrease?
I never did
bless
that.
You for that.
I never did that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and whoever see this broadcast probably say that Bubba was a fool. No, may say that I was. You know what I'm saying?
Let me step in as a person that pays child support, has struggled with it at some points, goes to court almost every 3 years. They don't realize how much more they could have got from me if that wasn't in place. Or if we didn't use the court every time there was a disagreement, call my phone. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation first. And if then we can't figure it out, do what you got to do. But 9 times out of 10, sometimes if you talk to that person, not every time, but if you can have that conversation, y'all could work something out before taking it before some people that weren't in the bedroom with y'all when y'all made the child.
Right. Now, with the child support, I am going to say this. Because he was inconsistent with giving. Now, I never asked him for anything outside of it.
Okay.
Never. You know what I'm saying? Even when, you know what I'm saying, like with Christmas. And let me tell you about this. Like, you know, let me tell you my mind now. He didn't get the kids nothing for Christmas and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? I had to say, Sean, he gave you child support. That ain't your money. This is money. You buying
money
Christmas
stuff.
Kids money. Like, Sean, what you're thinking that you're spending your money, which is the child support money, buying the kids stuff? No, that's the money that he's giving the kids, and you're using that money to get the kids stuff for Christmas. You're not buying it. Yeah, you're going out there getting it, but it's not your money.
It's still money he gave to you for them.
For them.
And you know what? And I didn't feel as bad this year because I had other reasons, but I didn't really do Christmas this year. But I thought about it and I started to feel guilty, but then I didn't, because I said, anytime my kids call me and need some, if they can't get it right then, they're going to get it as soon as I can get it to them. And if I can do that 364 days of the year, if I take this one off, I should be all right. If I happen to not be able to do, thankfully, my kids won't ask them for a lot. So thankfully, you know, that was the case too. That factored in too. But if he's active, and I'm saying this for the people listening, if he's active all year, don't trip over Christmas, y'all.
Christmas, you know what I'm saying?
Don't trip over that one day, because most of the stuff you buying for that one day, after about a week, they ain't playing with it no more anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm speaking for me. Now, you know what I'm saying? This is my reality. You know what I'm saying? This is my story. This is how I looked at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I used to, you know what I'm saying, be like, oh, he didn't even get them nothing for Christmas. He ain't get them nothing for birthdays. But Shona, he's saying when the money is consistent, you're using the money to get, you know what I'm saying, to get the kids some stuff. So it is from him. It's you know what I'm saying? It's from him. It's not from you. You know what I'm saying? And then, I'll be honest with you, this is my truth.
Because somebody else can relate. Speak it.
If I sit back and look back over, I ain't get them nothing for Christmas. I ain't get them nothing for birthdays. You know what I'm saying?
So you can't be so you mad at him. know what I'm saying?
But listen to what I'm saying though, because I'm using the even though, you know what I'm saying. Let me slow walk this now. Even though during the time I was using the child support money to get them stuff for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know what I'm saying, using my money because I was working to pay the bills, you know what I'm saying, in the household. Because like I said, I never asked him for money outside of that child support. Never, because I was working. Let me explain what I'm saying. I never asked him for money outside of the child support because I was working. I took care of home because that was my job. That's where I lived. I took care of home. You know what I'm saying? I never went to him to ask for a light bill. I never went to him, you know what I'm saying, to pay my rent or nothing like that. Why? Because...